Things you now do by radio. You can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Given the weather from the Rich Thomas collection of weather hits.
Whoop my thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Natural disasters can be linked together. Show ya. Can see the weather patterns and the temperature of ocean. That wet sun rising, set weather right down to blow ya. Gonna shake up like a soda.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's six.
News. I'm Chris Foster. More than 3,000 people have died with the new coronavirus in the United States now. President Trump says about a study saying 2.2 million people would die if we did nothing to stop the virus.
I can't tell you what the unfortunate final toll is going to be, but it's going to be a very small fraction of that.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking new and older healthcare workers to join the state's new health corps to help deal with the crisis.
If you're a nursing school student or medical school student, we need you. If you've just retired in the last few years, we need you.
The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, says that a shipment of protective masks the White House promised and sent were actually the wrong kind and not totally effective against the virus. The superintendent of a Massachusetts veterans home has been removed from his job over the death of 11 residents, 5 testing positive for COVID-19, with 5 results pending. America's listening to Fox News.
Ooh, yeah. I can't go to work now. Except online. Watch every TV show.
I don't think it's going to be that long here, although they did tell Virginians that yesterday, and we're keeping up with all the corona news and statistics, but we have a situation of greater urgency this morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Well, we do have a severe weather risk today. Things are quiet right now, but we're looking at the radar. I'm looking at the radar out of Jackson, Mississippi. We see a few counties already under a severe thunderstorm warning in central Mississippi. And those storms will be entering West Alabama, let's say around 8-ish, you know, somewhere around there, and then moving on eastward. And I think by, I hate to throw out times, but let's say 10 to 12 could be pretty critical hours here locally, and then maybe a 1 to 2-ish in the western counties in over into Georgia. And we're looking at the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts, possible tornadoes as well. So, you know, tis the season. This is something we deal with. Of course, we've never dealt with it during a pandemic. And I understand that Autauga County, some of the shelters will not be open today. That's one of the things we have to consider. We talked about that on TV last night. In Elmore County, some of the safer places will be open today if you need shelter. Otherwise, breezy and warm, high 77 today. After the storms move into Georgia, breezy, much cooler tonight. Overnight low 46. Wow, what a change that's going to seem like. But you know what? That's near normal. We've just been spoiled by the 80s for several days. Upper 60s to near 70 tomorrow. That's a big change. Sunshine, breezy, mid-40s Thursday morning, back to the well into the 70s on Friday and Saturday. Right now this morning, I'm looking at the current conditions coming in from the airport. We have a southeast wind at 9, and our temperature is 61 at 6:09.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I want to talk to you about Montgomery Paint and Body. I was just asking Greg, as far as we know, Montgomery Paint and Body open for business. They have been open for business for over 35 years. This boy has been a customer for over 3 decades. And recently, I gave them some more business. I didn't want to, but I did. And they took good care of me. It was a significant damage when a telephone pole jumped out in front of my car during heavy rain one day in March. Oh, it's been a terrible month of March. This is the last day, right?
Yes, thankfully.
All right. So I picked up the phone. I called 27-WRECK with a W because that's an easy phone number to remember. 27-WRECK with a W. And guess who answered the phone? It was Brandon Turner. And I said, Brandon, the tow truck has arrived, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get my car. And he immediately knew that my insurance company, and he works well with that in particular insurance company. He's one of the big boys. And he said, no problem. We're gonna take care of you as quickly as possible. And I got my car back now, and it's good as new and maybe better. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And believe me when I tell you that they are meticulous, and they also detail your car, so when you get it, there's a big old silly grin on your face. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are we on?
Okay, it's time for our favorite show.
Good morning!
We are back.
We are back, baby.
We are back!
Don't gasp.
You're about to call in sick.
I'm not sick.
Just working from home today.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm doing it.
But naked. Showtime.
6:10, everybody. I know one of the first things on your mind is it's been about a week since we've heard from Menthol Meredith. And what is she doing during the quarantine?
I just watched Tiger King on Netflix for 7 hours straight, and all I got to say is, Joe, my God. And if you ain't seen it, this is a spoiler alert, but it's basically about a gun-toting, white Wrangler-wearing, bleach-blonde, mullet-having, gay polygamous zookeeper slash country singer that hires an ex-con to off some drippy lady that supposedly fed her husband to a tiger.
It's amazing.
I know it kind of sounds boring, but it ain't. The only bad thing about it, though, is that it is so dang good that it has ruined everything else I try to watch. I tried to watch Grey's Anatomy, and I'm just sitting there like, where are the guns? I tried to watch Love is Blind, but I was just sitting there like, where is the meth? Y'all keep your episodes of Friends. As for me and my house, if there's tigers, ammo, and murder for hire plots involved, I'll be there faster than you can say Carol Baskin.
I'm this close. You know, Netflix keeps sending me love notes saying, please, we need your credit card info updated. And as soon as I hear from my accountant, Steve Duro, as to whether or not I can deduct that expense, because it's topical and I need to know what it's about so I can discuss it intelligently on the air. That's how it,
yeah, right,
how it works.
Right.
I'll know whether or not I can join.
What episode are you on?
I'm in episode two. Like, I fell asleep watching episode two last night.
Okay, so I'm up to about the beginning of five.
Oh, my gosh.
Five?
Whoa. There's seven wow. Together. It gets wilder and wilder. It's just, it gets more bizarre every time.
Well, it's like Young Frankenstein. It just gets wilder and wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, not lost right. My gift for silly things. We have the William Tell Wake Up coming up in just a moment. It's always stuffed with something amusing. That's taken care of, and I need to find... We have yet more Corona hits to our quarantine collection. So we've got one of those just ahead. And especially pertinent to those of you who are working from home or working with somebody who you know is working at home, something that might be of general interest for you. All of that's coming up right now is CBS 8 News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA says that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. Now an investigation is underway to determine if COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. Officials say this is the only death investigation pending in Montgomery County right now. Some storm shelters will be closed because of the coronavirus. Autauga County EMA Director Ernie Baggett says as of now, the county's two FEMA-rated storm shelters will not open today. For more information on storm shelters in your area, contact your local EMA. And all Montgomery County facilities will be closed to the public until April 30th. County services will still be available over the phone, online, and by mail. Montgomery County Commission meetings will resume in April over Facebook Live. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
But you generally agree with everything I say, right?
No!
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:16. A rocket scientist coming up next.
Today's episode of The Married Couple.
Honey, where's the remote?
Where did you leave it?
I don't think I had it.
You had it. I never have it. You always have it. King of the remote.
This is Pawn Stars.
Please find it. I hate this show.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
Where was it?
It was next to my leg the whole time.
Oh, boy.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We have seen media behavior hit all-time lows, and they did it again yesterday.
CBS?
It's CBS. Well, this is Walter Cronkite from beyond the grave, and I'm ashamed and appalled at what my network did yesterday.
They used some stock footage from somewhere else, right?
They used footage from an Italian hospital. A very different set of circumstances right there than here. To portray conditions in New York City. Now, I know there's a lot of people of Italian descent in New York City. It's one of the largest ethnic populations there. But this is low. This is just, there's only one agenda here. Screw the president. Let's make this COVID crisis a chance to get him out of office and get what we really want. And it's amazing how fast this will all go away when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get political in the morning, but that is bullshit. That is absolute, total, 24-karat bullshit. And, again, can't say you're surprised.
It's kind of like a war documentary where you're using something from another theater, you know? Like an explosion from another theater of action.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's just, and that's not the only example, but I picked that one. Candace Owens, who is one of my favorite conservative tweeters, she's the lead lady who has basically created and led the Blexit movement. This is totally understandable. I hate when I mistakenly find a video online that's used within an Italian news story. Take the time to download the video onto my computer and then upload it and edit it into a news story about New York City. Happens all the time. Yeah, sure does. But you can't complain about journalism these days because there's so little of it. I'm not talking about local, okay? They're doing a pretty good job. And I see they're still social distancing. And see, what's our topic with them this morning, by the way?
Coronavirus. Is it going to bring the world a little bit more together after we're all done because of the shared experience, or even more apart? I think it's going to tend to bring us closer together because we all went through this together.
Yeah. We're going to be telling COVID stories for the next three generations.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we won't have a repeat of this down the line. And, of course, the COVID stories are going to vary from region to region because
some places are worse than others.
Yeah. Now, the brilliant governor of Virginia, he just told his folks to stay home until June. You know, you better start figuring on the human equation here at some point before you start putting out these draconian deadlines. Mayor of L.A. just did the same thing, too. You know, June, July in L.A., where they're sitting on top of each other as it is. I'm sorry. I think that's a recipe for disaster. Do it incrementally and say,
right,
we're going to extend it to here.
End of April, and then if you have to extend it more, you extend it more.
Yesterday in Florida, you ain't coming into Florida if you're coming from New Orleans.
Right.
You ain't coming into Florida if you're coming
from New York.
From New York.
Uh-huh.
And he just had to up their stay-at-home order with some new specifications. I immediately texted Janelle. Rosie found that story yesterday and asked her, how does this impact you? And she says, well, for the moment, it doesn't. She's 2.5 days at the zoo, 2.5 at home.
Got to take care of the animals, too.
You know, yeah, and they got to, they have a year planned
sure.
with big events and stuff, and they're still preparing for those. Not the, they had to cancel one, I know, out of the box. I think it was, I don't know if it was for Mardi Gras or something else, but the young woman that had managed that event just broke down sobbing because she had put months and months and months into the preparation for this thing.
Can you imagine?
And there's people like that everywhere that...
Even weddings that...
Oh, my God.
You know how people plan weddings for a year?
I told her, I said, not to bring up unpleasant business, but can you imagine if you were getting married April 8th this year instead of 2 years ago?
Oh, jeez.
Wouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And do you get refunds of the caterers and all the people that take deposits?
The ripple effect is amazing.
It is. And we just hope that it's going to hit the apex sooner than later. Right now, we're going to check traffic for the first time. When we come back, the timeline for the final day of March. I can't recall a single month in history that started in one spot and ended so
drastically.
Yeah, not weather.
Yeah.
Just the mental condition of America, if there's no better barometer than that. 623.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well,
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light to moderate traffic everywhere this morning. No issues on the interstate or the boulevard. We're seeing some cars inbound on the 31s. And that's really about it at this time. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. We got our eye on traffic. Anything happens you need to know about, we'll report it right here. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future are just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're gonna have to do some teleconference meetings. Hopefully you'll just have to do some screen sharing. But your webcam's on, oh God, what are you wearing? You drag a comb through your hair 'cause your bed head was matted. And you put on a dress shirt and a nice sport jacket. Good from the waist up, yes, at first glance. You better not stand up, you're not wearing any pants. You don't have pants. You don't have pants. You don't have
working at home, about 12% are working in their underwear. Thought you'd like to know that. At 6:27 with the timeline for March the 31st, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
With underwear and pants.
And pickles.
Today is the 91st day of the year. 275 days of the year. 275 days are left on World Backup Day. I guess World Backup Day means backup like your computer, backup your pictures and stuff. I gotta figure out how to use iCloud or no. What is it called?
One password?
No, one.
That's something I could use.
One deck? No, one.
Not sure.
Oh, not sure. Anyway, National Clam on the Half Shell Day, National Crayon Day, and National Prom Day. I wonder how all the proms are going to get canceled.
Proms.
Yeah.
Wow. Weddings, proms.
Wow, everything. On this date in 1889, the Eiffel Tower officially dedicated in Paris, 984 feet tall. world's tallest structure at its time until the 1930s when New York built the Chrysler Building, and then shortly thereafter, the Empire State Building was the tallest. The Chrysler Building was just the tallest for just a little while.
It was the first time then that somebody was romantic by the Eiffel Tower.
Ah, my little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Pepe Le Pew. It was only meant to be temporary for an exposition. 1932 on this date, Ford unveils the new V8 engine. 1943, Oklahoma premieres on Broadway. On this date in 1949, RCA Victor introduces the 45 RPM record, which had been under development since 1940. The 7-inch disc designed to compete with the long-playing record introduced by Columbia a year earlier. Both formats offered better fidelity, longer playing time than the 78s. And by the way, they didn't break and shatter in pieces like the
78s were.
Oh, they were notorious for that.
My grandparents said anyway.
Yeah. Now, we had a bunch at the house with my mom and dad had collected over the years. 1958, Chuck Berry releases rock and roll classic Johnny B. Goode on this date 62 years ago. Your kids may know that from Back to the Future. It's the song that Marty McFly rocks out after his parents finally kiss at the school dance. On this date in 64, filming A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles played a live television performance in front of a studio screaming, and one of the fans was a little boy named Phil Collins, who was an extra in that shot. The four songs they did were Tell Me Why, I Should Have Known Better, and I Love Her, and She Loves You. This is the date in 67. Jimi Hendrix first set his guitar on fire. He did it at a concert in London. On this date in 82, the world gasped as the Doobie Brothers announced their breakup. 1984, Kenny Loggins, number one, starts a 3-week run with Footloose from the movie Footloose. And now our song of the day. We turn the Wayback Machine 31 years. Great song from these guys from Birmingham, England, that is. Not only a number one song in the Billboard chart, but it was a huge dance smash in the clubs. We could go out to clubs when we, remember those days? Winter song, 1989, She Drives Me Crazy. We've got the Fine Young Cannibals on your timeline at 6:31. Cannibals.
We have the Corona version coming up later in the show.
Yeah, that's what inspired me to do that on the timeline. I sometimes get ideas from stuff you do here. 93, Brandon Lee died on the set of The Crow after being shot in the stomach with a gun that was supposed to be loaded with blanks. Brandon, it was his death was ruled an accident.
That became the premise for several mystery shows on TV.
Right. Because they
ripped from the headlines.
You know, why was there a real bullet in that blank gun? 1995, here's another weird one. Selena shot to death in Corpus Christi by the founder of her fan club. Yolanda Salvador was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Jennifer Lopez would later build her career off that 1997 movie. This is the day 21 years ago in 1999, The Matrix was released. 6 years ago in 2014, How I Met Your Mother, final episode. Birthdays, Ewan McGregor. Ewan is 49. Angus, what?
I was going to say he's a guy who really should put a consonant in front of his name.
Yeah.
A D or a
It just doesn't, right. Angus Young is 65. He's the only original member of AC/DC. Al Gore is 72.
And very rich.
Rhea Perlman is 72. She was Carla on Cheers. And she's Mrs. Danny DeVito in real life. They got back together, by the way. Gabe Kaplan is 75. Welcome back, Cutter. Christopher Walken is 77. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family, the mom, she's 86. And Richard Chamberlain, actor, did a movie. He was a priest in the Thornbirds. He's 86 today. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, 12 days away from Easter Sunday. Memorial Day, 54 days away. Theoretically, the date of SEC football is 157 days. Thanksgiving in 239. And Santa, stay safe and healthy. You work again in 268 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Hey, we got a note from Donnie Turner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Donnie, we were talking a little earlier about how they took care of my car. And Donnie had told us, and I'm going to quote him here, bring that up on the screen. Donnie's telling us that, yeah, they are open for estimating by appointment. So you can call them at 279-7325 in order to protect their staff. The doors are locked in order to curb the traffic at this time. But, yes, you can make an appointment for estimation for estimating. And 279-7325 for Montgomery Paint and Body.
And thanks to Donnie Turner. I went to the doctor yesterday with this weird leg situation. Fixed it with a steroid shot. It feels
90%
great.
Better this morning?
90% better.
And you slept?
Yeah.
Usually you don't sleep when you get steroids.
Well, I have anti-steroid.
I see.
Ways to go to sleep that don't involve alcohol. I'm blaming Donnie for the extra 2 pounds that I had at weigh-in yesterday. I lost 25, again, two back. And I think they both came from these incredible lunches we've been having at the El Paso Chili Company that he was talking about. Right. So we've tried it. We're going again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's 6:35. Big doings happening with the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'd like seeing that pop up on the map. Central Mississippi, a tornado warning right now. Mm. That's north of Laurel. Okay, so a tornado warning over in Mississippi. We are watching those storms that will be entering Alabama, probably between 8 and 9, western Alabama, and then moving across the state. And again, I would say some of the most critical hours locally could be, let's say, 10 to 12:30, somewhere in that window. And don't take that literally, but I think that's would for a lot of us that would be a critical time. And then leaving the state early afternoon, breezy and warm today, high 77. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. There could be a tornado watch. There could be some warnings. Severe damaging wind gusts, rather, and the risk of tornadoes not out of the question. Then, boy, what a big change. Breezy, much cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, upper 60s to near 70 will seem like well, shocking change after we've been in the 80s for so long. Sunshine, mid-40s Thursday morning, back well into the 70s Friday and Saturday, and the pollen count still is really high. Right now, this morning, southeast winds at 9. It's 61 at 6:37.
All right, we'll be joining our friends at, well, we're going to be joining Ryan Stinnett. He's our friend, but he's with the social distancing they're observing at CBS 8. We'll be talking to him about the coronavirus and how we see it affecting us all when this thing runs its course. Problem is, we don't know where the end of the course is.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing more and more cars now inbound on the 31s this morning into Montgomery. That's causing a little bit of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard between Wetumpka Highway and Ware's Ferry. A little congestion, Troy Highway intersection and East South Boulevard. Other than that, moderate traffic everywhere, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance to nod your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
the
lawyers.
It's showtime!
By the way, the most recent number of cases on Corona, we're at about 40 here in the Tri-County area. One new one in Otago. The numbers have held steady, and somebody asked me last night, well, what about the number of people cured? I believe they have to wait 2 weeks before they can, categorize
somebody.
Yeah. So that's going to be the slowest number to grow. What's interesting, 6,500 tested, 10% of that would be 650. We have 947 cases, so about 15 or so percent of those that get tested are turning positive.
And people keep asking, and I think the answer is, if you've had it, then you're not going to get it again,
right?
Right?
Your body leaves you immune. And some of us here in this building are still wondering, did we have it? But did I ask my doctor about that yesterday? No, because I forgot.
Yeah.
I was busy discussing other things. And it was National Doctor Day. Thank you, Dennis Woodling. I feel great today.
Good. Yeah.
What did you do for the Alabama News Network, Dale?
I watched you in pain going up and down the stairs yesterday.
Oh, man. It was awful. Just awful. Mm. Thought Jay was going to have to come in and do happy hour yesterday. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could have done the Fox News replay. You never know.
Oh, Ryan's going to ad-lib. I'd be very, very afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll put a mustache and glasses on.
We're,
one of those disguises.
We're able to listen to them as they get ready in our headsets here.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Is the coronavirus going to bring the world closer together or push us further apart? Well, according to a new survey, people are twice as likely to say, hey, this shared experience is going to bring the world together. Of course, there's a lot to talk about. Let's head over to my favorite people to be social distance from.
Oh, my gosh. Who writes some of his stuff? Do you know?
I don't know, but I hope they're getting paid what they're worth.
I love to see that Congress in an emergency has to work together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they don't get me started.
No. I don't want to get deep into
it. Well, the one story yesterday that everybody here that called in to talk about was this relief bill gave $25 million to the Kennedy Center in D.C., and yesterday they laid all their orchestra people off. I mean, what was the point of giving them the money if they're going to turn around and put them on, out of work? That just didn't make any sense to a lot of folks.
But you know, do you think, I mean, I think that because of the shared experience around the world people are going to probably come together.
Yeah, I think for the time being, most of what I've seen has been really positive. People helping people.
Mm-hmm.
We've had listeners who have told stories, and it's very heartening. And I think that's, for the most part, whenever there's a crisis, like after 9/11 or any other situation where times get tough, we've seen it here in Alabama after a tornado, you know, like in Elmore County, Lee County,
right.
The people that step in and do whatever they can to help.
Yeah.
But my concern, and yesterday the governor of Virginia issued a stay-at-home order through June. I think that's way off the deep end. I think
you should do it in increments.
Increments, yeah. Like even here, Governor Ivey made it, and I'm going to support it and respect it. But why not 10 days to start out and see where we're at? And if it looks like we need to continue, we continue.
Right. Don't get people all depressed.
But think about it. Can you imagine being told to stay at home until June?
Yeah.
And especially in an area where it really gets hot and humid.
Especially
and stuff
if
like
the
that.
Kids are already getting... getting under your nerves.
Yeah. I mean, there's a story this morning that online searches for divorce have exploded. And this has put a lot of stress not just on our businesses that are trying to get by.
Ryan, do you think that you will get along a little bit better with Greg after the coronavirus crisis? You think?
We get along fine now.
I'm sure at the end of it, we're both going to be single again because, he's got to be looking for a new wife by now, right?
No. We're quarantining.
Yeah, so.
No, there's no problem there.
Yeah, the kids are coming.
By the way, one of the things that I really appreciate is that, like, one of our sponsors here, Don Duncan, anybody that's on the front lines, first responders, medical people, grocery store clerks, they give half off on a regular service.
the people that we're really beginning to appreciate are the folks that, that have to check the groceries through, who are dealing in many cases with impatient or very short-tempered folks. It's become a whole different ballgame for them, and our level of appreciation for them goes up as well. That's the one thing we have to try and do is understand, okay, the line is long. They can't do anything about it. Just smile as best you can, and we're all in this together.
Jay, with your lifestyle of being, you know, kind of homebody anyway, things haven't vastly changed for you?
Been practicing for this my whole life.
Yeah, typical introvert right there.
How about you, Ryan? What are you seeing when you're out and about?
A lot of people wearing gloves and masks, of course.
That
but, you know, my hours are different than everybody else's. So when I go to the grocery store, there's not a lot of people there anyway. Yeah.
Have you, now that we have the curfew in effect, have you been stopped by the police? Because you got to go in before. Anybody asked for your ID?
I actually have not seen any cops since the curfew, but we're exempt because we're essential.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, we got the IDs, but I just, you know, don't want to get pulled
over. Well, we got wrapped, but hug your doggies for me because they're important during this crisis.
And hug yourself, too.
All right, guys. We'll see you and the rest of the crew next hour on News Talk 93.1. Still to come on Alabama News Rising.
Did he seem reluctant to you?
He just didn't like you.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on.
I remember him saying, it was a long time ago when we first started, he says he wanted to be me. Because I've had just the most exciting possible life you can imagine.
Oh, he just, right now, it's just become a thing. His shtick.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a shtick.
Sticks!
No, shtick, not sticks. At 6:45, here's your Fox News replay. Back with the cheap and trashy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More than 3,000 people have died with the new coronavirus in the United States now. President Trump says about a study saying 2.2 million people would die if we did nothing to stop the virus.
I can't tell you what the unfortunate final toll is going to be, but it's going to be a very small fraction of that.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking new and older healthcare workers to join the state's new health corps to help deal with the crisis.
If you're a nursing school student or medical school student, we need you. If you've just retired in the last few years, we need you.
The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, says that a shipment of protective masks the White House promised instead were actually the wrong kind and not totally effective against the virus. The superintendent of a Massachusetts veterans home has been removed from his job over the death of 11 residents, 5 testing positive for COVID-19, with 5 results pending. America's listening to Fox News.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics, or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products. which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That was Seth Spama that haunted me outside. What an experience.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
This is ultimately going to turn into a Tiger King update feature.
Okay.
Today, Shaq, this thing is number one streaming on Netflix. Shaq hangs out with Joe Exotic, but he would like you to know that he is not friends with Joe.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we find out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Here's something interesting. Suzanne Summers, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, got the original magazine when she posed for Playboy back when, not eight is enough, but three is too many or whatever the hell this stupid show was. She wants to go back and pose for Playboy when she turns 75 next year.
I would like to have Playboy. I would like Annie Leibovitz to shoot me nude for Playboy for my 75th birthday.
I'm all for it.
Didn't Playboy give up there? Didn't they stop production of their magazines,
at least? The magazine.
Yeah. You can view it safely online. All right. Yesterday, I don't want to identify the company. It's the same company that put on that nationwide concert, the Living Room Concert for America.
Uh-huh.
Hosted by Elton, included Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Mariah Carey, and the Backstreet Boys. It was seen by at least 8.7 million people, and the donations are at $8 million and counting, so less than a dollar per person raised. The thing that's very upsetting about this, and I mean this with all my heart, the company that put this on,
my heart.
On Sunday,
yeah.
laid off 1,000 of their employees yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And
of course,
that's unconscionable.
In iHeart history, that's a day called
drop
Monday.
Drop in the bucket, yeah.
It's a day called
Monday.
Oh,
I was one of the first to get the treatment. 1994, it was called Clear Channel then, but they had just bought my
right.
station. And not long after they bought it, my father passed away very abruptly on a Sunday. And I called my boss on Sunday night, and I said, my dad passed away. I got to go up to Chicago. I'll be gone all week. And he says, well, our bereavement policy is 3 days. And I believe what I said to him is, I don't give a what your bereavement policy is. I can't get there till Tuesday, and there's no way we can, or till tomorrow, we can't bury him until Thursday. So dock me the pay, whatever you got to do. Nothing I can do about it. That remains the heart and soul of that company. And I'm embarrassed that I knew Bob Pittman way back when he was...
Oh, Bob Pittman, the WNBC guy?
He was the big genius in the business.
Right,
the
right. Yeah, he was, yeah.
The CEO
yeah.
now.
He was WNBC.
100 shows to keep you busy for weeks of social distancing. If you want something joyful, they're recommending on Amazon, The Carol Burnett Show. Can't go wrong there. the Great British Baking Show, Fixer Upper, Making It, and Puppy Prep. If you wanted, you know what, yeah, Mrs. Ritterbottle hooked on, because I told her about it after we inherited your Roku.
Right.
The walking tours.
Oh, God, I love those. You can go anywhere in the world, and there's no no social distancing to worry about or anything like that. It's really good.
Comedies recommended after the kids go to bed. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Key and Peele. That's the guy that does the substitute teacher bit that's so popular on the station. And The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, who stars so many of those folks from Mad TV went on to do really good stuff.
It won so many awards, that show, but I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
Not for everybody. Obviously, not every show is. I will find out soon enough, as soon as I let Netflix have my credit card number, what this Tiger King thing is all about. Jared Leto was the latest to do that. And how about this? Because salons are closed. Famous Hollywood types like Katy Perry are actually going out in public not wearing makeup.
Well, won't be freaking too!
Christy Teigen and her boobs are celebrating their 10th anniversary today. I wouldn't know that unless she had put it on social media. And here's good news. The first coronavirus movie is on the way. It's a Canadian thriller called Corona. It's already finished. It's being shopped to streaming services. I don't think we need to be seeing Swami. I was talking to Swami yesterday, and she surfed into Contagion.
Yeah. It's really good.
But
it's really good.
The Netflix thing on pandemic. I started watching it and said, what am I doing? This is depressing me.
The Smithsonian Channel's America's Hidden Secrets, right? Sounds innocuous enough. Yeah. Then it's the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. And did you know that Woodrow Wilson got it, but they never said a word about it from the White House?
Wow.
And this was far worse. I mean, the people that got this suffered.
I understand the second wave was the worst, on that pandemic.
And they don't know where it began, whether it was Western Kansas or in New England. But if you follow James Woods on Twitter, he put a thing out there on New England pandemics over the years. Apparently, it's always been a hot spot for the origination of these things. Celebrities that are old and vulnerable to this thing are doing well. 98-year-old Betty White, 96-year-old Bob Barker is okay. Mel Brooks did that video. We played the audio from that with his son. 99-year-old, how about this? Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs is still alive at 99.
99.
I would have had him, I thought he expired. But
so did I.
Bob Newhart's got to be up there, huh? Right?
Yeah.
So, is he listed? He's well in his 90s.
He didn't pass away, did he?
I don't think so.
Bob Newhart, 90-year-old Bob Newhart.
Oh, 90.
Still around. Yep. Just younger than 92-year-old Jerry Stiller. They're kind of from the same comedian class.
I just had a random fact that I didn't use, but it was the average age of the remaining cast of the Mary Tyler Moore Show is 92 and a half.
Yeah,
the original?
A lot of them are gone. Well, Ed Asner is still around?
Yeah, well, it listed Ed Asner, Cloris Leachman, Betty White.
Yep.
Gavin?
Is he still alive? Is Gavin still alive?
I thought he was dead, he may be still alive.
I thought he died.
There's some shows you feel so, like Carol Burnett. Everybody from her show now with Lyle Wagner is gone.
Except Carol. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and
he
Nikki
is.
Nikki Lawrence.
Gavin is still alive at 89 years old.
Yeah. I see him in some early episodes of the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah?
And he's portraying Andy Griffith in that Sheriff Without a Gun sequence they did.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb. He annoys me. 657. I'm happy to report that you have been going to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Of course, all the protocols are being very carefully observed. But you can get started by browsing online, calling, getting everything set up over the phone. Going down, you have to touch a thing except to drive the car off the property. And folks, look, you know, people need cars. And they come out of leases or they have a situation where, especially in a situation like this where families' routines are being dramatically changed and stuff, there may not be enough cars to go around. They've got some great values under $10,000. That's the category my friend shopped in. And the only reason I'm not mentioning his name, because it's a gift for somebody, which is mighty nice and thoughtful, but that's my buddy. Several great sedan options, Nissan Altimas. There's two of those and a Versa. That may be the one that they sold. Values under 5,000. 2009 Ford Focus. And let's see, that Volvo is still available at $4,700. And there's still a Beamer available too. $8,700. Luxury is timeless. See Tip Tames and that great team. And you might want to call or check in online first, and they'll set it up. But yes, you can get yourself great value and great wheels at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. If credit's a problem, Greg in the finance department is the guy you need to talk to. He will get you taken care of. JackIngram.com to start as we welcome East to the phone.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you the 118-year-old Keith Richards is still doing well.
We won't. We'll, if he, something happens to him, we'll know we're all in trouble.
We're in trouble.
He's basically our Waffle House index, in a sense.
But first, every roach will have died.
Yeah. And you'll be out of business, East. You won't have anything to That's kill it. Because.
I'll be out of the front of the station with 10 cups. You guys have a great week.
You too, my friend, as we get ready for Fox at 7.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.